This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star like under the city? The driver's side fly. Goose like a large. So many more. 10 in the mar. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar. 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Says do not eat.
What a start to the show. Tremendous. You're a grown person. I don't think you have to eat it.
I don't know what it is.
Then don't.
No.
You're not a toddler.
Me.
What? Don't look at me. I didn't look
you
to...
You kicked the tires on anything edible.
Dude, you were about to chew a foreign object.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, dude.
I said, what is it?
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
It looks like drugs.
That's what I said.
It does look like drugs.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Nah.
Oh, hello!
Hey.
Morning.
What's the special occasion?
She was definitely...
Don't worry about it.
Nah, she was definitely training somebody today. Were you training today?
Yeah.
I saw your little tank top out the corner of my eye. I'm like, it is 9:40. What is she doing here in the parking lot?
Actually, it was 9:20 something.
What time did you get here today?
9:20 something.
Oh, okay.
So what time were you supposed to be here? 9?
Right now.
No, you weren't, dude.
Guys, it was a special occasion. I'm here.
Not sure.
That's what matters.
Not sure.
Wait, but how does she still walk in at like 10:04?
I don't understand that. Like, she was here way before
me. I was busy.
What were you doing?
Don't worry about it.
All right, geez. That's how Washington got, you know?
Secretive.
Yeah. I asked too many questions.
Love a good mahi.
Oh, dude, are you telling me? Wow.
I love,
love a good mahi. Can I tell you, Marcos made my morning today.
Tell me why.
That's Marcos
right.
made
That's
my
right.
morning
showed up.
Today.
He showed up?
Well, yeah. there's okay. that.
Hey, no.
There is that.
Yo, you too.
There is that.
Very interesting. Okay.
Snippy, dude, right?
Spirit Leroy and Leroy
hey.
Coming in hot.
Can you turn on the light that doesn't make it seem like you're in witness protection?
Yeah, what do you
I got to? He's doing stuff here.
What
I don't want to
nocturnal
build the
frog.
Light up
like, what's
here?
The deal there?
That's my vibe, not yours.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he made my morning today. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he sent me a reel, an Instagram reel from Legends of Dade, which is like a Marlins vintage account. And he just says, they don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore, dude. And I was like, you know what? They don't. And he proceeded to send me a highlight reel, 45 seconds of Alex Gonzalez turning double plays over his Marlins career. And I was in a better mood, even though I was salty at the traffic. I'm like, you know what? I'm here at a standstill.
What was going on the turnpike. With traffic?
Don't know. But I got
it's like some sort of
On 826.
There's something, yes.
There's always something down here. Is there something going on in Miami traffic or South Florida traffic is like, come on, you know that there is.
But and I don't want to seem insensitive, but on the 826, nobody drives fast enough to do real damage. It's always bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like, wow.
Neither here nor there, but he made my morning because, dude, I watched 45 seconds while standing still in traffic of Alex Gonzalez turning double plays, and wow, they don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore, dude. I'm telling you right now, they do not make him like Alex Gonzalez.
Pretty good highlights.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good highlights.
Told you. See, you mocked me about this early 2000s vintage Marlins stuff.
No, he's good, though.
He was good.
He's good.
He was good.
I don't need to hear about Michael.
Dude, you want to know? No, okay, don't do that. Okay, it's the same. Okay, greatest defensive infield of all time.
Okay.
And second of all, he was so good at defense, Alex Gonzalez, you forgave him hitting 220 his entire career. It did not matter. He could strike out a gazillion times. He was right there in that A slot, which is not built for everybody, Leroy. Not in this day of DH. Like, right before a pitcher. And I'm telling you, they just don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore. That good defensively. It was like an art, a dance. Him and Luis Castillo turning double plays. Mwah. Anyway, it made my morning.
Yeah.
You want to know what made my night? The Cats.
Ooh.
Oh, the Cats, dude.
I got to tell you. 7 penalty kills. That's unheard of.
Yeah. 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 Feels good doing it.
We got a lot of Barky. He decided.
Dude, this Alexander Barkov, what a marvel, right? This Alexander Barkov, what a friggin' marvel this guy is. Because let me tell you something about Alexander Barkov. He will pull out some wizardry with that hockey stick whenever it feels like he wants to. And it's almost like he probably could do it more. People talk about, oh, McJesus, oh, Connor McDavid this. But I got to tell you, Alexander Barkov will just leave my jaw on the floor with some of the stuff he does on ice from time to time. And I feel like he could do it more if he wanted to. But he's like, too much. Too flashy.
Too flashy.
I'll know when to bust it out. And when it was to bust it out was a game against our rival on an 8-game win streak coming into our barn, but we showed them who makes hay. Barky.
You had to do it.
What?
You had to do it.
What do you mean?
We almost had it.
I don't understand.
Listen, everything was going great, and then you put the Tobin touch on it and ruined it.
I don't understand what I ruined.
2-1 filthy. Who makes the hay?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to say the Lightning McKay.
2-1 filthy.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 filthy. Let's hear that Barkov call last night. Here was Doug Plagans on the call last night on 790 The Tick Cat.
He just continues. Out to the
Reinhardt rolls it back behind the net. Gensel cuts it off, and then Moser takes over for Tampa Bay. His pass is intercepted by Barkov. Nifty move. He'll get a shot away. He scores! Barkov upstairs. Pass Vasilevsky, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead with 10:58 to go in the second. What a snapshot that was from Barkov, and what an individual effort after he held his own.
A real piss whistle, dude.
As good as Barkov was.
Mm-hmm.
Bob was better.
Dude.
They were lighting his butt up at the end of that game.
Focus.
Let us not forget. Dude, if I see another breakaway.
A shorty? Dude, that stop on the shorty. I thought about you that entire time, which was about 10 seconds. But I thought about you that entire time, and I was like, man, Leroy must have been losing his mind. Because I was at the Heat game. I didn't get to watch the game live. And your game was way better if you guys watched the Panthers game than the Heat game, to be honest with you. Although I did get a lot of Pelle Larsson. We'll get into that. But that breakaway on the shorty, I'm like, man, if they would have scored there, Leroy would have broken his television.
It's.
But who was there? Bob. Sergei Bobrovsky. Here's Barkov's second goal. Made it 2-0, Froggy.
Out to the far point, it's Ekblad. Ekblad across far side, worked out front. Barkov shot, he scores! He was set up by Samoskevich. Barkov, a power play goal! That's two in the game, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead!
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Panthers go on to win. You got the final score last night from the Plagans? That's when the game ends. We talked about this.
Yes, and I have it right here.
Kucherov to the corner, 6 seconds. Pass out front from point. It's loose. Radish, Hedman, shot off the goal post. It's loose. Where is it? Through the blue paint. It goes wide. And the Panthers win it 2-1. A 2-1 win for the Panthers. They've won four straight. They hold Tampa Bay's win streak in 8 games. And the Panthers fight off a late flurry, and they win it by a goal. 2-1 the final.
Do you want to know how good it feels to beat that? That team used to kill the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Ruin the Panthers. And now, guess what, dude? Ain't so fun when Rabbit's got the gun, huh? It has turned around. It has turned around, dude.
Relentless.
What are you talking about, man?
You come on.
It's over fun. It's terrible.
I think Leroy's over today, and we haven't even gotten past the first
one. That was worse than Marcus's Godfather.
That's not good. That's
not good. Very, very quiet.
Okay, see, that's not
I'm bad. Hunting rabbits. Oh, okay. I can't do the laugh.
It's the laugh. Oh, my goodness.
Laugh. Did I lose it?
Stop it.
Hey, Doc, what you cooking? Cooking rabbits. Rabbit. Not worse. When he gets in that cauldron. And the guy starts putting vegetables in there. Meanwhile, he thinks he's in a hot tub.
Classic bit. Headlines are brought to you by Durakia. Durakia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Durakia. Speaking of a guy whose name kind of sounds like Kia, Nico Mikkola. After the game, he says, this is just like the Cats. This is just how they like it.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And tight game, what we expected. And it was good to play against the Eastern team. And like, it was a bit more faster pace, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Whoa! Someone else used it?
2-1 filthy, but in a Finnish accent, dude. 2-1
filthy.
Yeah,
did that give you goosies?
2-1 filthy, just like we like it. Oh yeah, we're feeling filthy, all right.
Ew, now I feel like I need a shower.
Hey, we're getting filthy on this show right now because the Lightning, they don't like it filthy. The cats like it filthy.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
2-1 filthy.
It is how you like it.
I'm out. Bye.
That was bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you thought you were going to go on the power play? A little PK penalty kill. 2-1 filthy.
Wow. 2-1 filthy.
Last night, Latin Heritage Night. Vamos gatos.
2-1 filthy.
Caliente.
How do you say filthy in Spanish?
2-1 filthy.
You got to say there's something about a 2-1 filthy, though, in that accent. Like, it just makes it filthier, right?
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
that is how you like it. Mm-hmm. 50
I'm trying to find the perfect word for this, but okay. No! Asqueroso. I don't know. Stop it, please. I'm uncomfortable. And it's
Queroso?
Asqueroso.
Lightning came into the barn last night, and guess what? Whipped him 50 shades of cats, dude.
What is wrong with you guys?
2-1 filthy.
I haven't heard 2-1 filthy.
What? Barkov over there. Look at his moves. Does whatever he wants with that stick. And then let's go. Right between the pipes.
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
Kind of sounds like Bernard Langer. Not, I'm talking about Nikola.
Oh. That's what, is that a golfer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's German. And I don't know
how far apart they are. But it does, I don't know what the rules are.
I give you credit for knowing that was a golfer.
I just figured, it'd be like him asking me, is that a fighter? I don't know.
Well, I can tell if it's a fighter. Name I can't pronounce. He's either a hockey player or a fighter.
What's the problem, Lightning?
Well, here's the deal. If he's a hockey player, then you won't be able to pronounce the name. If he's a fighter, you're going to be on point.
That's right.
So that's how I'll know.
Al Macko says this segment is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Honestly.
What's the matter, Lightning? Can't score in the power play? Looks like you might want to use the promo code SHOWPONY. Free month off for Blue Line Chew.
Who recorded that drop? It's so disturbing.
It's so good.
Dude. Wayne, it's not even 10:30.
What?
It's not even 10:30.
What do you mean?
You dude? You got all of us smoking cigarettes.
You made me uncomfortable talking about the Panthers.
He has us all smoking a cigarette sitting in the corner.
Panthers got me Hornquist last night, dude. Yeah. You see that goal by Barkov? At that point.
Out to the far point of Ekblad. Ekblad across far side, worked out front. Barkov shot, he scores! He was set up by Samuskevich. Barkov, a power play goal! That's two in the game, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
When Barky gets going like that, he's not Alexander anymore. And that's Sasha. Ow. Sasha. Ow.
My ears feel so uncomfortable.
Why is the nickname for Alexander Sasha?
It's a common Russian slang term for Alexander.
Strange, right? But yeah, they do it all the time.
Could at least two letters touch?
I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't say that after the segment
Richard and Dick.
Having.
Huh? There it's like go. Richard and Dick.
Oh, my brother hated that. Oh, you know how many fights my brother got into?
Mm-hmm.
Richard.
I'm going to fight you.
You ready for 3.5 more hours?
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not unless you got some cigarettes. just sit in the corner.
You should turn off the lights or something. Make it seem more appropriate here.
I mean, if you insist.
Okay.
Light a candle.
Anything to be in the dark, JP. Just anything to be in
the
dark.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hold on. We still got the very blinding light in here with the curtains.
Wait.
That window.
You know what's crazy?
It's the window.
We turn off the lights.
It's the window.
It's brighter.
And JPEG's the only one that glows.
No. Look, I'm going to go on his camera.
Can I hear Nico Mikola again just say the term 2-1 filthy?
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
that is how you like it.
I'm telling you, if he pulled filthy. Up Bernard Langer, they sounded identical.
Okay,
I'm good at it.
Are you sure he's not Finnish, Bernard Langer?
No, he's German.
Okay.
Yeah, his career is finished. Washed.
You what?
Bernard.
Dude, he
doesn't have the stroke
he
anymore.
He has more wins than anybody.
Minus one.
Dude, Sam says that sounds like Marcus's bullfrog minus mating one. Call more than a cat. Wow. Kind of does sound like the Cuban tree frog at night. You come at Bob shorthanded,
what
Lightning.
What was that noise? Was that what? Someone's stomach this early?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Maybe yours.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't mine.
You come at Bob shorthanded, Lightning.
I'm already thinking about food, and Marcos can't eat.
Over here.
I know, right?
Marcos can't eat? What do you mean?
No.
You guys can have these conversations off the air. We're still doing Panther sexy time.
I don't want to.
I'm not eating nothing because you know what I'm getting ready for.
Huey Magoo's?
No.
Papa John's?
No.
I don't know.
It's Mardi Gras.
Oh. So you're going to...
Shuck and dive, yeah.
Yeah.
Get some oysters.
I think you'll be fine.
Huh?
You have time from now.
No, no. No, no. We...
Last night?
When I get... Look, when I'm on my way, I say, Fonz.
Get the table ready?
No. Get the table ready.
Oof. Perhaps you guys could talk about your lunch plans after this.
We don't want to hear this anymore.
Wait, you've been doing a bit for 25 minutes.
We're trying to. Yeah,
let it go.
This is literally just common talk you guys could have by yourselves after the after we get off the air.
We're trying to...
It's your dinner plans.
Wait, we're trying to move on from sexy...
we're not trying to move on.
Who is we?
Panthers Nation, because we got filthy last night.
2-1 filthy.
Just listen to Nico Mikkola.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it.
That is how he likes it. Go Cats.
2-1 filthy.
Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.